Okay, good vach, everybody. It's a wonderful schus to be back together, to learn Torah, to grow together. First, Pesachim Lechoy Asanya. First, I want to thank always the Shriers for opening up their bias to Eliza, to Sarit, for opening up the bias. She's here somewhere. Sorry. Yeah. For opening up their bias, Mer Tashem, it should be a big schus of only Simcha and Bracha for the entire beautiful Mishpacha. Amen. All the learning tonight, all the Zoyers tonight, the Chizik tonight, should all be having in mind being sponsored L'Refuah Shleima for Leora Rivka Bas Reizel. Leora Rivka Bas Reizel should have a complete Refuah, Bekarov, Bez Hashem Yisbarach. And everybody should have, take your name, Davin, Shev Refuah, we should have B'Sirs Tovos, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, Bekarov Mamash. So in the days of Elul, the days of Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, everybody knows those words, everybody knows that acronym, everybody knows the Rashi Tevos of that pasuk from Shir HaShirim, that it's supposed to represent these beautiful days. These days of Elul, Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, I am to my beloved is to me, that relationship we're supposed to be having with the Ribbono Shel'Olam during these days too. We always should have a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're always in a beautiful relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, but we're supposed to try to focus on it a little bit more during these days. Be more aware of that relationship. To rebuild, to revitalize, to put a little more effort in. You know, Baruch Hashem, in life, we all have a lot of different types of relationships. We have siblings, we have parents. Some have spouses, and B'Shal Tov, everybody will have a spouse. All different types of relationships, cousins, uncles, aunts. And we know in those relationships, and even with friends. So we know relationships, even relationships that are so close. Every relationship has its ups and downs. Sometimes when we feel the love and feel the connection, and sometimes when we're not feeling it, and sometimes we're more connected. So too, obviously, with the Ribbono Shel Olam. See, we're always really connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We always have a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam loves us and is always giving to us. But now's the time to mamish focus on that relationship and feel that relationship and maybe do our part a little bit more in that relationship and showing our love to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. And surely through rebuilding that relationship and focusing on that relationship, that's what will be mezakeh b'din. Will be zoiche to a tremendous din, tremendous judgment. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees how special our relationship is, He'll want to give us all the brach in the world, all the shef in the world. Bez Hashem is barach. But the question is, where is our focus during these days? How are we rebuilding that relationship? How are we focusing on that relationship? Where is it exactly? Because that pasuk alone, Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, just tells us to be in that relationship, to focus on that relationship. So we always quote those four words of the pasuk because those are the four words that have the Rashi Tevos, Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed, spelling out El. That's why we focus on those words during these days. But I was thinking about it the other day, and the pasuk continues. That's not the end of the pasuk. The pasuk is not only four words. And maybe the pasuk is teaching us and telling us how to rebuild that relationship, how to focus on that relationship, how to feel that relationship in our lives always. Ani L'Vidodi V'Dodi Li, in the next couple words, I'm sure many of you know, Haro'eh B'Shoshanim. Haro'eh B'Shoshanim. If you didn't know from Shir HaShirim, see Landsbaum and Noah Solomon. Whoever knows their music, see Landsbaum and Noah Solomon, Soul Farm. Shimon Landsbaum, see Landsbaum, my brother's stepfather-in-law. My father-in-law, my sister-in-law is a stepfather. He's a very special musician. They're very beautiful music. They have a song, Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. It's very beautiful. It's gorgeous. Noah Solomon wrote it when he was like 6 years old, out in some fields by Moshav Modin, if I'm not mistaken. It's a very beautiful song. In the song, he has those words, Haro'eh B'Shoshanim. Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. I am to my beloved is to me, Haro'eh B'Shoshanim. When am I going to build that Haro'eh B'Shoshanim? Those that see, and when we see, and are seen, B'Shoshanim. What are B'Shoshanim? We all know Shoshanim are roses. So what's the connection to seeing roses that will build Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li? Haro'eh B'Shoshanim. Why is that? So I'm going to share a little bit of Zohar with you tonight, just a little. Just the opening words of the Zohar in his Akdama to Zohar. In the Akdama of the Zohar, the Torah of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the deepest Torah of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the Torah from those years in the Ma'ar in the cave, Torah Sinister of the deepest Torah, the opening words in all of Zohar in the Akdama, in the introduction to the Zohar, he talks about a Shoshana, he talks about a rose. And the Zohar tells us that a rose, and the significant, he has a few different ideas, but one of the ideas, the significance of a rose, is at least how the Zohar says it. I googled this to see, I didn't find one over the last few days. You have a rose in here maybe for Shabbos? We could check after. I don't know, but Lameisa, he says a rose has 13 petals. And when I googled it, it said it's anywhere from, anywhere from 12 to 18 generally. Okay, maybe the perfect rose is supposed to have 13 petals. The rose has 13 leaves, 13 petals on the rose. So that's what the Zohar said. The Zohar says the significance of Shoshana is that there are Yud Gimel Olin. There are 13 petals on the rose. What does that tell us? So we should already understand where we're going with this, because we're in the days of Elul, and in the days of Elul, I don't know if any have any Svardim in the room. Svardim already during these days from Rosh Chodesh Elul started saying Slichos every single day. And we know that Slichos are the Tfilos of these days. We're going to all, Ashkenazim as well, start saying Slichos very, very soon. And we say Slichos, Mamish, till the end of Yom Kippur. The pinnacle of Ne'ilah are Slichos. Are these special Tfilos of these days. And the focal point of the Slichos are those words, Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rach, Mechan, and Erech, Abayim, Rav Ches, Devehem, Zechel, Lalafim, which we call the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. The 13 attributes of mercy. There are 13 attributes of mercy. Those words, Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachim, Mechanan, representing the Rachmanis, the mercy, the compassion of the Rabbono Shalom. Which really is an embodiment of the greatest Midos in the world, the greatest character traits in the world. That's an embodiment and a representation of how the Rabbono Shalom, we know, is the ultimate, obviously, it's perfect. It's not for us to even talk like this, but we have to say it just to understand that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the most empathetic, sympathetic, merciful being in the most perfect of ways, and that's represented by those Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. And that we emphasize those in tefillos trying, obviously, to ignite, and that the Rabbono Shalom should utilize those feelings and those emotions when thinking of us during these days. And be compassionate and merciful upon us. Have rachamim. Because who here could say we've lived up to who we're supposed to be all year long? So we're asking for mercy. We're asking Rabbeinu Shalom, be merciful on us. Don't hold us to the standard we know we should be. And we know we could be. Hopefully in this next year it's going to be different. But we're asking for rachamim from the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's interesting, by the way. If you look in the Torah, if you look, open up a Bereishis, and you look, Bereishis bara Elokim. So right away you have the word Elokim, very early on. Elokim is the Shem Hashem, is the name of God, that represents Din, judgment. It's a God of judgment. We don't want any of that during these days. The next time, Bereishis bara Elokim, Es HaShemayim Es Haaretz, Haaretz HaSoivo, if you go and you read all those words, the next time the word Elokim is brought down, is exactly, in between the two Elokims, there are what? 13 words. There are 13 words from the first time the Torah says Elokim to the next time it says Elokim. Because we want to nepach, we want to mevatel the Elokim, we want to be mevatel, get rid, nullify the judgment of the world and have rachamim. It's through the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. So you have 13 words in between to uproot the Elokim in a certain sense. So what is this saying? Meaning, obviously, again, so the Shoshana, the rose, Haroah b'Shoshana, if you look at that Shoshana, you're seeing the Shoshana, it's supposed to remind you, that's a remez, it's a hint to the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. But what's that mean? What's that? How are we spurring about? How are we igniting and revitalizing and bringing that Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim? And how are we rebuilding our relationship through those Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim? What does that mean exactly for us? What does that mean for us in practicality? What does that mean that I am supposed to do? Okay, shkoyach, once slichos start, I'm going to have a lot of kavanah during those words. But what about me? What's my job? So we have a gemara. Listen to this gemara. It's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin Mabez, that talks about these words, Hashem, Hashem, the source of the first time these words were brought into the world. The source, the makor of why these are the words that we daven time and time again, Yemei Slichos, until the mamish, that highest level of the end of Yom Kippur, and we're screaming it, right? Remember year after year in Shul and the Ila, screaming Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Rach, Rach and Mechanan, trying to bring about the compassion of the Ribbono Shalom. The Gemara talks about, I'll just give you an introduction, it's talking about here, after Chet HaEgel. Now these days that we're in the middle of right now are really just emulating that time period, right? Meaning Klal Yisrael, when we became a nation, came out of Mitzrayim. And that's when we became a nation. You see, it's Mitzrayim. They sinned by Chet HaEgel. That was the first sin as a nation. Moshe Rabbeinu on Rosh Chodesh Elul goes up to Shemayim to bring us Kapara and Tzlicha Mechila after smashing the Luchos on Shivas HaBetamas. He goes up on Rosh Chodesh Elul. That's the beginning of Elul. That's when we start blowing Shofar and you may Slichos for Svaradim. And then brings us down the Luchos. The end of the Tzlicha Mechila is when? Yom Kippur. The second time Moshe went out for 40 days. Those are these 40 days. So Hashem tells, after Chet HaEgel, Hashem tells Moshe, this is the tefillah of the day. This is the most intense tefillah. This is the tefillah you're going to use that will bring us kapara, will bring us slicha mechila, that we're all yearning for. But listen to the way the Gemara says it. Because we're going to have a whole different outlook of what these days are for. It's not just tefillah. And it's not just... How, again, yes, of course it's to rebuild that relationship, but how am I rebuilding that relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam is not what you're thinking. It's an incredible Gemara, an incredible take on what we're going to see here, this Haroah B'Shoshana that builds on Ila Dodi V'Dodi Li. Because Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li, I'm the beloved, beloved to me. I am connected to Hashem, which is what we all want. When Haroah B'Shoshana, when you see that rose of 13 petals of Yud Gimel Midas Rachim, what's that mean for us? Listen. The Gemara says, so Rosh Hashanah Yud Zayin Mabez, Shenis Atev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kashliach Sivar. Kadosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself in a talis, like a chazan. V'horol ala Moshe Seder Tefillah. And he showed Moshe Rabbeinu this tefillah. Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachem V'chanan. This tefillah was shown to Moshe then. Amar lo, and he said, listen to these words. I want to be very exact and precise. Kol zman shi Yisrael choten, anytime we sin, anytime we do wrong, anytime we don't live up to who we are supposed to be, yasu lefanai kiseder zeh. We have to emphasize that word, yasu lefanai. They should do in front of me this seder. It doesn't say mispala lefanai, they should daven. Amru lefanai, they should say. Tzaku lefanai, they should scream out. Yasu lefanai, they should do. Which is very strange. We're talking about words of tefillah and do them. Yasu lefanai k'seder zeh, do this seder, do this tefillah, do it. Vani mochalam, and I'll mochal. And then it quotes all the words. Hashem, Hashem, Karachim, Kanan. Yasu lefanai, the Gemara says. They should do. Hashem said to Moshe, if you do this tefillah, I'll forgive them. What does that mean? So I'll tell you what I believe it means. Mamash, we're going to have a whole different outlook of what these days are for and what our avodah is during Yimei Elul. How to rebuild that relationship with Hashem, which we all want. Every one of us wants to feel close to Hashem always. Everyone wants to feel that Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li and live with that always. And know that when we have that, we're going to have the greatest Simcha and Brach and Shefa in our lives as well. We're close to the Tata who's giving it all. So you know what Yasu Lefanai K'seder Zeh means? God is Rachem V'Chanan and Erech HaPayim. God is this compassionate, sympathetic, empathetic being in every way. Has the greatest midos in the world in the most perfect of way. Yasu Lefanai. Hashem tells us, you do it as well. You emulate me in these ways. You be that same compassionate, empathetic, sympathetic, caring individual for others. Vani Mochel. And I'll forgive you for everything. Derech Eretz Kadmah LaTorah. Yes, of course, don't get me wrong, we should be working on all the areas of Torah and Mitzvot as we can. But first and foremost, Hashem is saying, you want me to be compassionate and merciful? Let me see you be compassionate and merciful. Mahu rachum, avato rachum. Just like He's merciful, we have to be merciful. Mahu chanun, avato chanun. He's compassionate, we have to be compassionate. Yasul fanai, do it. Haroa b'shoshanim, you see that rose of 13. It's not just reminding us, oh, we're trying to ignite the Yud Gimel Mizrach Mim Hashem upon us. Yasul fanai, no, it's reminding us to live those words. And then it will be an ila dodi v'dodi li. If we're that person, we're emulating God, we'll be more God-like. And we'll be more God-like, we'll be close to Him, we'll have that relationship of an ila dodi v'dodi li. Aravoida these days is to work on Rabbein Amnon Chavero first and foremost. Our caring for others, how we talk to others, how we do for others. Everybody in this room, I'm sure, is a beautiful person. Most of you I know, and I know you are. But how often are we proactively looking to do good for others, to care for, or are we reactive? Meaning, surely if someone asks us to do a favor, we'll do it in a minute, we'll jump. But are we looking and going out of our way to be proactive in caring for others and giving to others? Are we picking up on the nuances when somebody needs just someone to talk to be by their side? Yud Gimel Mitzrachim. This is the area Hashem wants us to be perfecting. Haroah b'Shoshanim, that Shoshana was 13 petals, not just that Hashem's going to be compassionate about it. For us, we need to embody the Yud Gimel Mitzrachim. Ya'astu l'fanei k'seder hazeh. We need to live these words. I remember so many times hearing from my Rebbe, Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel, Zeche Sadek Kashel Bracha, Rosh Hashiva. It's just a week ago when I was in Eretz Yisrael. It's right outside his house. Right outside his house, showing my son, who I named after my son, Uriel Nosson Zvi. He said, "This is Rav Nosson Zvi's house." It's so hard to be there because I have so much of who I am is only because of that house. That's where he gave his Erev Shabbos shmooze that I went to every single week and changed my life. And that's where I used to go to meet with him, to talk with him, to learn with him. My Rebbe, Rosh Shiva. So many times he told us, El, when he would be speaking, he'd always talk about his. He had a few Rebbeim. But he's always talking about his Rosh Hashiva, the Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, the Chassadik Shul Racha. We all know who Rav Chaim Shmulevitz was. I'm sure you all learned some of his Torah from Sichos Musar. His Rosh Hashiva, my Rebbe's Rosh Hashiva was Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. And he used to always talk about Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, tell stories about Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Whenever he spoke about him, his face literally brightened up the room. Like he'd start smiling like from one end of the world to the other, the room literally got brighter. It was crazy. It was unbelievable. The simcha brought him just to think about Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. He used to tell us, Lel Yom Kippur night, the first night, Kol Nidri night, after davening, so Rav Chaim Shmulevitz every single year would give a shmuz, would give over Torah, would give chizik to the Talmidim of the Mir. He says, "What do you think he would speak about? Lel Yom Kippur, what do you think Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, the Rosh Yeshiva Demir, would speak about? Right? Yom Kippur, all Yom Kippur, we're doing Vidoy, we're clapping Al Chetz. We're trying to bring purity to the tshuva for all that we've done wrong all year long." You know what he said? Every year he spoke about one thing only. Ben Adam L'Chavero, V'Havta L'Echa Kamocha. All that he spoke about was our interpersonal relationships, our care for each other's, our rachamim, our chanan. That's all that Ruchayim Shalom spoke about every single year. Lel Yom Kippur. Because that's the avod of these days. Yasu l'fanai k'seder zeh. Not just to scream slichos, but to live those words. And to focus on that and think in our lives. About our lives, how we could perfect our midos, our care for others, our giving towards others. There's nothing more important. There's no more important way to be a special person in this world. And again, not that there aren't other areas of Yiddishkeit to focus on after that, but this is the foundation. That's where we have to work on during these days. It's a famous story. I'm sure I shared it before, but it happened Lel Yom Kippur, so it really epitomizes this idea. It was one year by Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, many people, by big tzaddikim, many people would come to daven with them Yom Kippur, to be by their side Yom Kippur, to hope that maybe if I'm by a tzaddik, his tefillos will carry my tefillos on Yom Kippur, on the most important day of the day, year, to daven. And one year in Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's shul, was packed with people, Kol Nidre night, Yom Kippur, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter is nowhere to be found. And they figure he's doing hachanas, running a little late, preparing, saying tefillah zaka. 10 minutes go by, 20 minutes, half, after an hour, everyone's very nervous. At the same time, how much longer could they wait? They have to say Kol Nidri without the Rebbe. What could they do? They didn't know where he was. And they finished davening. And they're walking home. And some of the people walking home, they see Rabbi Saul Slanter in a house, talking to seemingly the owners of the house, inside the house. They see through the window. And they go to see what's going on. Where was the Rebbe? So what happened? Rabbi Saul Slanter was walking to shul. He was running maybe, he was preparing achanas in his head. He was coming to shul. And he passes by a house and he hears a baby crying. And he kept on crying and his heart went out for this baby. So he goes to the door and he knocks on the door and nobody opens up. And he feels it's open. He goes inside and he sees nobody's home. And there's a baby crying in the house. And he goes to the baby and he coddles the baby and he soothes the baby and he's holding this baby, caring for the baby. And he couldn't leave the baby alone. So all Kol Nidri night, as everyone's davening, he's holding the baby, davening, davening Baal Peh. And the parents are there telling Rabbi Saul Slanter, we're so sorry, we feel so bad. Our baby, every night we put him to sleep, he sleeps through the night, he doesn't move. We lived in a shtetl, nobody else was there, it was safe. They figured Kol Nidri night, at least they could leave the baby, it'll be fine. We're so sorry, we feel terrible. We ruined the Rebbe's tefillahs, Kol Nidri night. He looks at them, are you serious? Do you know what my tefillahs were holding this baby? You didn't ruin anything. You have nothing to apologize for. I had such special tefillahs holding this baby. What did Rabbi Yisrael Salanter understand? Derech Eretz, Kadmo LaTorah. To care for another Jew, a baby, another person, that's what's more important on Leil Yom Kippur? What more can we do on Leil Yom Kippur? To care for others, to do for others. What better way to gain Tzchusim? Yasu Lefanai Kesedra is that? Not say Hashem, Hashem Korachim. Not just daven and cry our hearts out on Yom Kippur. But live a life of Korachim Chan Erech Apayim in our own lives. Embody it. Moichel, that's how the greatest way to gain Mechila. It's a very explicit Gemara we read. That's our Avoidah. Truth is, the Bar Ditchver says it's the opening words to this week's Sedra. The Heilige Kedushas Levi, this morning we read Parsha Shoftim. So most think it's talking about judges that we set up. My 5-year-old son, Uriel Nassim Tzvi, came home, said his Rebbe told him, it's Parsha's judges. That's what he said, Parsha's judges. But you know what the Kedushas Levi said? It's not just setting up judges. Shoiftim v'shoit. This is how the Kedushas Levi learns this. The pasuk says Shoiftim v'shoitrim. He says Titen l'cha. Shoiftim v'shoitrim Titen l'cha. Titen l'cha. You give yourself Shoiftim v'shoitrim. You create your judgment. Kedushas Levi said you're going to create the judgment of these days, the judgment of the Eibishter. What your year is going to be like. B'chol sharecha, in all of your gates, which represents all of your deeds and all that we do. How? You want to know how? What's the end of the pasuk? You know what? You want to know how you're going to have a judgment that's going to be full of simcha, full of bracha. You know how? V'shavtu es ha'am mishpat tzedek. If you judge the nation in a righteous, proper way, if you judge others in a righteous, proper way, that's when you'll be zoche to a judgment that's full of simcha and bracha, Kedushas Levi says. Our avod is looking for the good in others. Be dan as kol adam lekaf tzchus. Mishnah says you can't be dan someone else until you're omi bimkomo. And you can never be omi bimkomo, right? You can't judge another person until you're in their shoes. Do we understand the life of any other person? We hardly understand our own life. Do we know anyone else what's going on in their life, in their family life, with their parents, with their siblings, and their own struggles? We never know anything going on. So you have to always be dan lekaf tzchus. To always judge others favorably and do for others and care for others. How do you do that? And then you'll be zoichet to the greatest din. Shoiftim v'shoitim titin l'cha, you'll be greatest judgment, the Kedushas Levi says. How do you get to that point? How do we work on that? How do we work on caring for others, mamish, in the most special of ways, to really be that empathetic, sympathetic person we want to be, we can be. This is a beautiful teaching from the Bells of Rebbe, this Hashalom of Bells. It's one of my favorite Torahs in the whole world. There's a very famous pasuk in Mishlei, of the most famous pasuk in Mishlei. I'm sure you all have learned this, have darshan this. Kemayim panim al panim, kein leva adam la adam. Right, you all know this pasuk. Kemayim panim al panim, just like when you look in water, panim al panim, so your face stares back at yourself. Kein leva adam la adam, so too the heart of man to another person, which most understand means, just like when I look in the water, so if I'm smiling in the water, so the image will smile back at me. And if I'm crying in the water, it will cry back at me. And if I'm angry in the water, it will be angry back at me. So too, the way we treat others is the way we're going to ultimately be treated. So if I show people simcha, they'll show me simcha. If I show them sadness, they'll show me sadness. Right? That's how most understand this pasuk. Kamayim panam panam kein leva adam adam. The Bel Zarebi says it's teaching me how to treat other people. I mean, obviously it's teaching me that. So it's trying to tell me I should treat everyone besimcha, and I should treat everyone well because that's how they're going to treat me well, ultimately. But Lemaisa, that sounds very egotistical. If that's pshat, it sounds fully like, the only reason I'm caring for others is because they'll care for me the same way. That sounds like all my greatest interest is still myself. Sounds that all I'm interested in my own kavod, my own enjoyment, ultimately. The Belzer Rebbe says, no, that's not what it's saying. It's teaching me something very, very different. It is teaching me how to treat others. And it is teaching me, realize that the way I treat others, that's how I'm going to be treated. Vad, that's Pasuk Pshat in the Pasuk. But it's also teaching me how to get there. And it's not the approach, that Gaivadic approach, that maybe it looks like on the surface. How's he say? Listen closely. Incredible Torah. He says, what? This Pasuk in Mishlei, why is it Kamayim Panim Al Panim? Like the way you look in water, it's true. When you look in water, you can see your image look back at you. But there are other ways. You could also look in a window. And if you look in the window, often you could see your image staring back at you. And you could look, obviously, the most common would be looking in a mirror. Why is the pasuk that if you look in a mirror, panim al panim, kein leva adam adam? Why kamayim? Why when you look in water? Why when you look in water? Why not when you look in a mirror? Pashup Shat should be I'm looking in a mirror and my image looks back at me. Zok the Bel Rebbe. How do you look in a mirror? You stand up straight and you look in the mirror. How do you see your reflection in water? You have to first bend over. You have to first lower yourself. The only way you're going to see the water, the only way you're going to see your reflection in the water is if you first lower yourself and you bend over, and then you'll see yourself looking right back at yourself. Meaning what? You want to know, Kamayim panam panam kem leva adam adam. You want to know how to treat other people? First, lower yourself. Every person has to be full of humility. We have to be full of humility, full of anivas. And when we're full of anivas, we're only looking to care for others and give to others. And be there for others. It's not about us. Nothing's about me. I'm about what I could do for another person. To lower myself, to raise up other people. To be there for other people. That's what it means to be someone who embodies the rachamim, the chanan of the Eibishter. And b'midah shadam moideh moideh no'asot, the Gemara Sota says. As we all know, everything's midah, k'neged midah. And this whole Torah makes so much perfect sense. Because ultimately, the way that we live our lives, that's the way we can get there. We're going to be paid back. Right? So when we are willing to do for others and give to others, even when there's nothing that they've done for us, it's not in return, it's because I care for you, I just want to do for you. When we're willing to do that, and we're willing also, when someone does something wrong to me, I'm not going to hold a grudge, and I want to take revenge, and I'm going to just let it slide. I'm going to somehow be the bigger person. And I'm just going to let it slide. It's difficult. But I understand that it's not about me. And maybe the Eibishter made this happen that I needed a little bit of kapara. And I'm not going to hold it against this person. I'm just going to let whatever that person did, I'm going to let it slide. Like we do for the people we love most. In life, the people we love most. The people we really care about. The people that we have unconditional love for. Listen, in any relationship, they might by accident and might, without wanting to hurt our feelings and do something wrong to us. But the people we love most are the people we're quickest to let things slide. Right? Think about it. With our parents, we have unconditional love for them. We know they do so much for us. Sometimes we're upset, something they say, something they've done. We'll let it slide. We'll let it slide, but next day we're all good. So too should be every single yid. Just let it slide. And if we do that, if we start letting it all slide, and we start as well just looking to do, even when no one's done for us, but that's the type of person I am. I'm a Baal Racham, I'm a Baal Chanun. That's how the Rebbeinu Shel Olam turns us. So maybe it's true all year long I didn't live up to who I was going to be. Maybe it's true that I didn't daven the way I should daven. And maybe it's true I didn't even always as was sanua as I could have been. And maybe I spoke about things I shouldn't have been speaking about. And Lashon Hara is one of the hardest things to hold back from. And I know I could have been better. And whatever the areas are, and I think to myself, I start to think about in that way these days, it's like every area of my life I have to improve. Like every single one. I don't even know where to start. So I'm not saying to put that to the side. Of course we have to grow. Of course we have to always work on ourselves. But there's a way to go above it all. Just working on our midos and our care for others. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, just like I'm letting that all slide with my friends and I'm doing for them even when they don't deserve, quote unquote. So the Eibishter will say, I'm going to do for you the same way. I'm going to let it all slide. I'm going to let it slide that you didn't daven the way you could have davened. I'm going to let it slide you didn't do for me. Midah can I give me deal with Mizaka the greatest year. Through Yasa Lefanai Keseder Azeh, Mechila Slicha Kapara, just caring for others, doing for others, and that will rebuild on Ilado. Aroya B'Shoshana, you look at the rose, Aroya B'Shoshana, and you see, and you're reminded by the rose of 13 petals. Yud Gimel Mitzrachim. Not just that, we're hoping for the Eibishter, but that's who I want to be. A Baal Yud Gimel Mitzrachim. I want to be a rose. I want to be a rose. We want to be a rose. It's beautiful to be a Shoshana. I don't mean you have to. I don't know if anyone's name here, but to be a rose, Mamish, a rose is looked up to, so beautiful. Even sometimes bein achoichim, right? Sometimes those roses are in between thorns. We live. Sometimes we're with people that aren't. But I'm going to be that rose, no matter what my environment, no matter what it is. What does it mean to be a rose? It means I'm embodying those yud gimel mitzrachim. You know, anila dodi v'dodi li is the most famous, I believe, of psukim that alludes to Elul. But there are others. Es levavcha ve'es levav zarecha. Es levavcha alav lamed ve'es levav vav lamed. Another one is from the Gilas Esther. The Pasuk says, Ish l'reyeu u'matanas levyonim. Obviously, mishloach manos, it starts, right? The mitzvah, the Pasuk that talks about the mitzvahs of Mishloach Manos, Matanas Levyonim, on Purim, those mitzvahs that definitely are all about achdus v'reus, are all about unity and friendship and caring and giving to others. So the pasuk says, Ish l'reyeo, one man to his friend, u'matanos levyonim, and to give gifts to the poor. So ish is Rosh Hashanah is aleph, l'reyeo to his friend is lamed, v'ish is vav. I'm sorry, u'matanos is vav, l'reyeo. I'm sorry, levyonim. Is lamed. Again, ish, right? Ish l're'eu u'matanas levyonim. Alev lamed vav lamed. Ish l're'eu u'matanas levyonim. So that's a pasuk that's telling you again, Elul is about what? Caring for others, giving to others. Ish l're'eu. You to your friend. You know what's incredible? If you take the gematria of ish, 311. The gematria of l're'eu, exactly 311. Can't make this up. It's incredible. Ish l'reyeu are the same exact gematria. Ish is 311, l'reyeu is 311. Meaning what? Don't look at yourself as better than your friend. Don't look at yourself as above your friend. We're all on the same level. We're all just banim atam l'shem l'keichem. We're all together in this. We're all one in this. And we have to care about each and every one of each and every individual in this world in the deepest of way. Ish l'reyeu. That's a derech eretz kadam l'torah. That's the void of Yimei Elul, of Anila Dodi. You want to build that Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li? Haroya B'Shoshana. Look at that Shoshana, look at the Yigim Mizrachim and embody it and live it. And not this Yasu Lefonek says that. Do it. There was a big tzaddik. Big tzaddik. There was a book written about him. The Rebbe of Radishitz. The Rebbe of Radishitz. I don't know if you've heard of him. But this Rebbe, he had a chassid who was married for many, many years, unfortunately not able to have children, on very serious fertility issues. He was married many years without children. Something very, very difficult, obviously. And he constantly came to the Rebbe for brachas. The Rebbe gave him brachas and brachas and to know of nothing. He's married for many years. Eventually, the brother of the Rebbe, who also was a big tzaddik, who was known to do niflois, to do like incredible, came to visit the city where the Radishitz Rebbe was. And this chassid went to speak to the brother, told him for years he hasn't been able to have any children. So the brother of the Rebbe told him, if you come and spend Rosh Hashanah with me, if you spend Rosh Hashanah with me, I'll give you a bracha. It won't just be a bracha. Haftacha. It'll be 100%. You'll be zochah to have a child this year. That's what the brother of the Rebbe says to him. So he was blown away. But he's always with his Rebbe for Rosh Hashanah. By the Hasidim, to be with your Rebbe Rosh Hashanah was like, you know. So he had to, he can't just go. So he says he has to go discuss. This was maybe a month, maybe 6 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. He had to go to speak to the Rebbe about it, to see if the Rebbe was okay with him. He wouldn't just not show up by the Rebbe Rosh Hashanah to tell him what his brother said. He assumed the Rebbe would tell him for sure, go, right? So he goes to the Rebbe and he says, you know, when your brother was here, I spoke to him and he said that if I come to him spend Rosh Hashanah, he'll give me haftacha, I'll definitely be zochet a child this year. Mm-hmm. Is it okay if I go? Should I go? What did the Rebbe say? The Rebbe says, of course. My brother, the koiches of my brother, mom is like incredible, and if he told you that, it for sure will happen. It's not even a shayla. And of course, go. What kind of shayla? You finally be zeichel, have children. I'm so excited for you. It's going to be incredible. Okay? So this chassid goes home, talks to his wife about it, and they're all very excited. Finally, not just a bracha, haftacha. Haftacha means it definitely will happen. Tzadikim, in other words, there's tzadikim, mamish. I know stories, even Bizman has such stories. There are tzadikim in the world. Gemara says that a tzadik has such a power. Koyach of tefillah, that's like... Anyways, fine. So time's going by, the month goes by. Comes Rosh Hashanah. Leil Rosh Hashanah. In Radishitz, the Rebbe goes to shul. And he can't believe his eyes. He sees this chassid in shul, Leil Rosh Hashanah, by him. He didn't go to the brother in the end. He sees it during davening. He obviously can't say anything to him. Davening's over. Everyone comes over to the Rebbe to get the Shana Tovah, to Kasev, Chaseim, Hatul Chaim, Tov, Mishalom, gets the bracha. And this chassid comes to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe looks at him and says, Tzaddik, my holy friend, I don't understand. What are you doing here? We spoke about this. My brother said, if you're by him, Rosh Hashanah, you'll be zoich in the children. Why are you here? So this chassid said to the Rebbe, listen to this, you can't, mamish. He says, I was going to go. Of course I was going to go. My wife, we were discussed that we were going to go. The Rebbe gave me permission and was meichel of me being here. Of course I was going to go. But then I started to think about it. And I realized if I go to the Rebbe's brother, and the Rebbe's brother will give the bracha, and I'll be zoiche to a child, everybody will start talking about it, and everybody will say, oh, you see, for years, the Rebbe gave me brachas, and they never came to fruition. One year, I finally go to the Rebbe's brother, and the brachas mekayim azoicha to a child. And it will be bizyonis, it will be a disgrace for the Rebbe. It would be a bizyon for the Rebbe. And people, maybe some of the chassidim will leave and go to the brother, and it wouldn't be nice. It would make the Rebbe look bad. And I said to myself, I can't do that to the Rebbe. I can't chas v'sholom bring a bizyon to the Rebbe. I can't do it. It's not. Even if I'm not zoich to have children, I can't do it to put that another yid should be down because of my gain. So I didn't go. The Rebbe starts crying. Mamish, tears coming down his cheeks. Gives his chassid a big kiss. He says to the chassid, "You'll see now. In the schus of what you just did for me, you'll see now. This year you'll be zoich to a child, no question, from the Rebbe Nishalom and Kachave, that couple was zoicha to a child. We in this room, most of us can't even understand what it is to suffer and to be given that nisayon of being married for many years without children. The biggest nisayon is very, very difficult. And to know that you have the opportunity to get out of it in such a way, but say, I'm not going to do it because it might hurt somebody else. Mamish, that's what it is to embody the Yugim Amin Sarachim of the Eibishter. To understand what it is to Yasu Lafana Kisaydazu on Rosh Hashanah, and because of that, Zakabedin. He was Zoicha to all the brachas in the world, be Zoicha to Simcha, be Zoicha to the child that he was waiting for. So each and every one of us, we're sitting here, and Baruch Hashem, it's still early on in El. We still have a few weeks towards till Rosh Hashanah, right? Three weeks from tomorrow night. Right? Scary. It's getting closer and closer. But we still have enough time to work on ourselves. And to build that Ani L'dov V'doy Dili. But let's specifically focus on Haroya B'Shoshana, and specifically on embodying the Yugim Amidas HaRachimim. On living those words. On doing what we can. Go out of our way, think throughout the day. Sometimes, you know, an opportunity comes its way, and you know, I don't know if I do that, I wouldn't do that. Because it's putting me out, I have to go take care. During these days, let's stop and do for others and mevatel ourselves. Even if we're going to get hurt a little bit. Even if it's going to be, none of us could be as hurt as that chassid got. Would have gotten. Baruch Hashem, he was zoicha because he did. But meaning, we do put others above ourselves. To lower ourselves, like the Bel Zer Rebbe said, to lower ourselves into the mayim. And that's a schus, each and every one of the zoicha, to ksiv chsim etoiva, gugu ben zhiyar, a year of simcha, a year of bracha, a year of yeshuos, a year of refuos for each and every one of us, and for all of Klal Yisrael.